Reish Tzadi Tess, Sif Tess. The Mechaber says somebody wants to wash from Moitzi, have challah, have bread right after Avdallah. So you should be careful not to bring the challah to the table before Avdallah, because then we'll have a problem that Halacha doesn't say Kedima, that Moitzi has Kedima to Yain, to Bar Pri Agafen. You'll have to make the Moitzi and the Lechem first. Problem is, he can't do that. Now he'll eat before Avdallah. So if he does bring the bread to the table before Avdallah, he'll have to be Paris Lev Mappa. Cover the challah. Similar to what we do by Kiddush, we cover the challah, because really the challah has Kedima. Chita Sarah comes before Gevin in the Shiva Saminim, and you'll have to have a quandary what to do, to which comes first, and therefore you'll have to cover the challah, similar to what we do by Kiddush, we cover the challah. So best is just not to bring the challah to the table till after Avdallah, and then you bring challah to the table and you wash from Lav Malka. If someone did bring it, you cover the challah. Now, if somebody's not planning on eating Lav Malka, now there happens to be bread on the table, it's very common, it's leftover challah, saying that from Shal Shudas, that's not a problem. You can make Avdallah, you don't have to cover the challah. Because since you're not planning having challah now, there's no discussion of Seir Kadima, which comes first, the challah or the yayin, because not having challah now. Challah just happens to be sitting around from Shal Shudas. If you're planning having challah now, then it's better it should not be on the table, and this way you can make the bar pir gofen, and the amavdo only bring the challah in after it's when you wash. Sif Yud. The Mechaber says, also do any malacha on Matzah Shabbos before you say Havdalah. But if you said Havdalah b'tfilah, you say Adachan Antonu, in Shemana Esrei, that's good enough, even though it did not make Havdalah yet alakos. Although to eat is also, Mishnah Berurah says also to eat, until after you do both Havdalah b'tfilah and Havdalah alakos. But do malacha, it's good enough, either one. Even Mavdu b'tfilah is good enough. Now let's say somebody has to do malacha before he's Mavdu b'tfilah, or the Halacha will be the same, the Ramah adds in for ladies, don't tend to have ma'ariv most of them, so they don't say Adachan Antonu. So then the Shulchan Aruch says, there's no bracha, just saying the words, Hamavdu ben Kodesh l'chol. That's good enough, and now you can do malacha. Mishnah Berurah brings from Levush that you say, Baruch Hamavdu ben Kodesh l'chol, Baruch Hamavdu ben Kodesh b'nachol. And that's not steer to what the Shulchan Aruch says, that we don't make a bracha, because not making a real bracha, Shem Malchus. He's just saying this lashon, Baruch Hamavdu ben Kodesh l'chol. Let's say it's Yom Tov falling out, Matzah Shabbos. So in Shemana Esrei, rather than Atachan Antonu, we say Vatodienu. Let's say someone has to do a malacha, which is Mutar Yom Tov, Ba'asar on Shabbos, Malacha Zechul Nefesh, or something like that, and they didn't have a chance to have Ma'ariv yet, or for ladies who don't have Ma'ariv, and it's before Kiddush, before Avdol, before Yak Nahaz, see Baruch HaMavdu Ben Kiddush the Kiddush. So regular Mutar Shabbos, it's Baruch HaMavdu Ben Kiddush L'chol, unless you have Atachan Antonu. And on Matzah Shabbos Yom Tov, if you don't have Vatodienu, it's Baruch HaMavdu Ben Kiddush L'Kiddush. Now, just to make clear, that the Pashto says that no malacha may be done before Atachan Antonu or Baruch HaMavdu. Even things that are generally aser midrabban, Mishnah Berurah brings from the Rabbah, you're not allowed to do at that point. Then, the Ramah brings a different shita that says that this is all by doing serious malachas, like writing or weaving heavy malachas. But a light malacha, like lighting a candle, or just carrying outside where there's no Eruv, that does not need the Atachan Antonu, that does not need the Baruch HaMavdu. And the Ramah says from this to spread the minig, that there's many people that they light candles in the shul right after Baruch Hu. They raised the Amar about the Shabbos right after this man, even though they did not say Baruch HaMavdo, and they did not say Adachan Antonu, because they just said Baruch Hu. Still, people are making like candles, because it's a light malacha, and that does not need the Baruch HaMavdo. The reasoning is that the whole thing is only the Rabban to get the Kana, but the Reis, so when Shabbos is over, it's over. It's Kana Sechamim, Chazar Mekab HaMalachas, don't have any Tircha. However, the Shabbos brings the Magvam is very much Mafakvik, he very much did not like this Minig. And the Bisei also says that Mechtesi, how do we know to differentiate between heavy malachas and light malachas? It's not even clear if the Rishayim that they're coming from, the Ben Yeruchim ever meant to say this, could be meant something else entirely. And definitely, it's not a smart idea, because you end up having people doing heavier malachas, even if the Ben Yeruchim was make up a light malachas. So the Psak, Lamaisa, and that's what the Ramah says, is the Ikuk Svar Rishayim, is not to be Samach this, and not to do any malacha, not the Reis, not the Rabbanim at the Shabbos, till after Adachan Antonu, or at least sing Baruch HaMavdol. The Ramah brings that there are places that they had a minig to take water on Matzah Shabbos, be doyle mine from the Be'er, because the Be'er of Miriam goes around with the Shabbos to all the Be'eris. Anybody who drinks from it, he'll get a refuah from all his cholim, from all his illnesses. The Meister Ma says that he doesn't see this minig. It doesn't appear that people are doing this minig anymore. So nowadays, it's not really nageya. Now, Halach L'maisa, it's the Firayis to finish up with these malachas over here on Matzah Shabbos. You should say Baruch HaMavdu, only after that you can do malacha. Once you say Baruch HaMavdu, you can do any malacha. But before Baruch HaMavdu, you should not do any malacha. Not even Hadlakas in there or carrying outside. In fact, there are those that are machmer, not to light a candle till after Vata Kodesh, say Kedusha Ma'ariv Matzah Shabbos. Maybe the Shamash could light a candle already earlier after Baruch HaMavdu, because Kavat Zibra, they should be singing in the dark. Carrying the candle, just the Shal of Muksa, that everyone's makel, at least after Baruch HaMavdu. In fact, Mishnah Berurah says that to bring wine on the Yom Tov Sheni, after it got dark, even though not daven yet, he did not say Kiddush yet, he didn't say anything at the differentiate from the first day, the second day, or from Shabbos to Mutter Shabbos at Yom Tov. It's Mutter because it's only a Shal of Achana, and Achana is Mutter without Baruch HaMavdu, only Malachas Aser. the Maril would fold his talus on Matzah Shabbos in order to be Isaac in the Mitzvah right away after Shabbos.